More Idaho Matters right now. On Friday, four more trails were closed in the Boise foothills after rain and melting snow and warmer weather turned them into just a muddy mess. So that's after seasonal closures to some other trails designed to protect them from long-term damage. Today, the Ridge to Rivers website says that most trails in the middle and lower foothills are muddy, so they should be avoided. So joining us today to tell us about what trails are closed and why our soil makes it hard for damaged trails to recover is David Gordon, the Ridge to Rivers Trail Manager. David, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
So, David, for folks who may not be familiar, tell us what Ridge to Rivers is.
So Ridge to Rivers basically is comprised of five land management agencies, the city of Boise, which is the lead agency, Ada County, the Boise National Forest, the Boise District of the BLM, and Idaho Department of Fish and Game. And we manage 210 miles of trails across all of their jurisdictions, as well as numerous private lands up in the foothills.
So we mentioned that a lot of the trails are just really muddy right now, and I believe you were actually out in the foothills this morning. So can you describe what you're seeing on some of these trails?
Yeah, we have a lot of different soil types out there, and we kind of break it down where darker soils and lighter soils, because that's the easiest for people. But anytime you run into a clay-based soils, and those are darker, they have the potential for being much muddier, and that lasts a lot longer. Our sandier trails are already, they've dried pretty well by now today. And so there's options out there on the sandier trails. It's the ones with the darker soils that take longer to dry. And we've had a lot of moisture. And when you get a sunny day like this and we're all starved to get outside and enjoy the
right.
sunshine, these are the days that we kind of go, ooh, boy.
Okay, so with that said then, because on a day like this, as you said, where you know people want to get outside, there really are certain trails that people need to stay off of. Can you talk a little bit about the vegetation? I mean, I know you mentioned the clay soil, but there are issues with erosion that impact the trails, drainage, that type of thing. So can you talk just a little bit more about that, why it really is important for folks to stay off of these trails that are closed?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is a reason that we want people to stay off of them when they're muddy. And what happens when people are out on muddy trails, there's a number of things, but first and foremost, they tend to walk around the muddy spots. And, you know, that's kind of human nature. They don't want to go through the mud. And so our trails become wider and wider. Our trailside vegetation here it's sparse, it's light, easily susceptible to damage. And so as that happens, we lose the single track character of a lot of our trails, and they become wider. Also, when they are wider, they're more prone to erosion. So you'll start to see these wider trails, more erosive. Our crews and volunteers put in a lot of drainage structures to allow the trails to drain and to keep them from eroding significantly. When people are on those trails and they're really soft and muddy, they break down those drainage structures, and that now they're ineffective. And so that too will lead to further erosion on the trails.
So, David, what trails are closed right now for folks who might be wanting to get outside?
Yeah, so we have we've enacted some season-long closures on a number of trails that historically get really they get a lot of use when they shouldn't in the winter, and obviously those have darker soils, more clay-based, and so those are there's a section of Ridgecrest Trail and Military Reserve. The old penitentiary trail, those were closed in December. And then on Friday, we added a section of the Hunau Loop Trail in Harrison Hollow, a section of Siemens Gulch Trail out west, and Heroes Trail, Two Point Trail, and Bucktail. And those are all located in Military Reserve.
Okay. And I know that there are also a lot of trails on your interactive map that are listed as muddy. And even though they may not be closed, you're saying folks should not use them. So can you just give us a few trails that are okay to use right now?
Yeah. So one thing, we have a lot of all-weather trails that we've added a mix to, and those are great for traveling on under almost any condition. Mountain Cove Trail, Eagle Ridge Trail, Owl's Roost and the Grove and Red Fox in Hull's Gulch. But even trails like Lower Hull's Gulch, it's quite sandy. It's good today. Bob's Trail. Just there's a few longer routes, and with the temperatures in the 50s, that's going to help significantly. Probably Trail 5 will be good by if not by this afternoon, I would expect by tomorrow. And again, those are trails that have sandier soils and they're exposed to the sun. And so they should be, hopefully we do an interactive map and it's color coded. And my hope is that it'll get more colorful in the next few days as we're able to say, hey, these trails are dry and ready to go.
Yeah. So I only have about a minute left with you. I'm assuming this is the honor system, right? I mean, you can't be policing every trail constantly.
Correct. It's an honor system. And even the trails that we close, we put fencing there across them and signage. And we just ask people to respect them. And hopefully it's a little bit of peer pressure as well if someone sees somebody on a trail. And those ones will remain closed until we really turn the corner into spring because they do stay muddy much longer. And so we're really just trying to get ahead of that and prevent us from having to do a significant amount of maintenance on those pieces of trail this spring.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking with us about this. And folks, stay off those trails that are closed. But really, really nice conversation. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.